I board the Valley Outbound at the Downtown Transit Center and sit next to Brian Graceland. He volunteers to read Nancy Roselle Brown's From Brute to Kind.
The man was once a brute. He leans now on his cane to walk, steps cautious and plodded. In a moment, cane forgotten, he stops to fetch a fallen cup from the floor and hands it to me with a proud smile.
Graceland is new to town and wasn't aware of the poems until I pointed them out. But a seat away, Abram Cohen says he's been reading them for years. He offers his impromptu interpretation of the poem.
From what I'm gathering, you started off as a brute, maybe an attitude, and then went from there with a kind heart, picked up a cup, showed that there is kindness in everybody, that there's not just brutality in each individual, regardless of how they are. It's just an inspiring poem.
Cohen's arms are spotted with tattoos, and he wears a tattered winter cap that barely reveals his eyes. He likes Poetry Omnibus.
Not only does it help the people on the bus being able to read it and maybe get some inspiration out of it, but it also helps the writers to maybe get some acknowledgement out there to be able to come out with something and do something future reference with it. It gives people hope.
Ann Fuller will be one of those people giving hope. She is a poet and a bus rider. She wrote Mushy, which was selected to ride the buses in 2015. Fuller says she was inspired to write the piece specifically for this contest.
Often when I start to write a poem, I'm thinking about what's inside my own heart and my own head. But knowing that it's going to be on the bus changes a little bit the reason for the poem.
Fuller appreciates the contest's accessibility.
Not everybody is going to sell a volume of poetry, and not everyone gets anthologized.
But since 2006, when Poetry Omnibus started, hundreds of poets have had their work shown publicly to thousands of people.
And we get so many comments from the tourists and the people that ride the bus.
Carol Race has been involved since its inception.
I love having poetry in public places. I think it's just grand.
Race worked with the first organizer, Kristen Hutchinson, who was inspired by similar programs in New York and London. The word omnibus is at least a triple pun, including its definition as a collection of literary works, an old term for a horse-drawn enclosed bus, and its similarity to on the bus. Back on the bus, a writer named Casey takes us out. For K2, I'm Scott Burton.
Tongass by Cian Murphy. This is the wildness. Old are the evergreens surrounding us, neighbors with the bird, beast, and fish. Glaciers, time-worn, cling to towering mountainsides. Air and fresh water, cold, sweet pier. Sparkling shores are gateways to ocean boundary. So fortunate are we who have called this home.